The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. And this time around, we're going to start the episode looking at the lineup for the Carolina Theater in Durham. That's on West Morgan Street. All programs start at 8 o'clock, unless noted. Okay, Thursday, January 11th, performing is Travis Tritt. More than 25 years after Travis launched his music career, the Grammy Award-winning artist continues to sell out shows and stay true and relevant to country music fans across the globe. Tickets for the Travis Tritt Show, $44.50 and $59.50. Sunday, January 14th, 20th Century Masters, Chamber Orchestra of the Triangle. Concert starts at 3 and tickets are $30. Saturday, January 20th, Riding with Joe Crack, entering its 15th year of production in 2018, Campaign for Change incorporates today's top music hits, live performances by professional recording artists, spoken word, and a riveting message delivered by prominent speaker Vegas Dawn. The show starts at 7 o'clock, and this event is free. Thursday, January 25th, at Carolina Theater, Take Me to the River, Memphis Soul and R&B Review featuring William Bell, Bobby Rush, and Don Bryant. Bell, Rush, and Bryant are three of the country's great elder statesmen of soul music. Recording for labels in Memphis and elsewhere in the South, they produced a bevy of acclaimed albums and helped turn out hits for the likes of Otis Redding, Tina Turner, and Al Green. With a sultrier, grittier sensibility than their Motown neighbors up north, the Memphis Sound took home the Audience Award of South by Southwest Film Festival and helped put this review on the road. Ticket prices range from $37.48 to $58.98. Okay, Saturday, January 27th, the Second City. Tired of looking over your shoulder before telling a funny story that might upset Grandpa? Or are you still rebounding from that joke he told at your wedding? Why stress? Let the Second City take all the risk while you sit back and laugh at our latest sketch comedy and improv review, Look Both Ways Before Talking. Tickets for this show are $35. Friday, February 2nd, it's Amy Mann. Amy's first new solo album in 5 years arrives with a title loaded with possible meanings and intent, Mental Illness. Some fans will see the album as a return to her side of the solo album 2012's Charmer, followed by her 2014 duo project with Ted Leo, The Both, $79.50. All right, we're going to switch to the Durham Performing Arts Center, a.k.a. DPAC. Tickets are available through the following outlets, dpacnc.com, DPAC Ticket Center at 919-680-2787, the DPAC Ticket Center on Vivian Street in Durham, or you can contact Ticketmaster. Okay, now through January 7th, it's On Your Feet. This is the Emilio and Gloria Estefan musical. Wednesday, January 17th, Shopkins Live. Saturday, January 20th, Eddie B., Teachers Only Comedy Tour. While others waited in the wings for a shot at becoming a top stand-up comic, Eddie soared to new heights by creating his own opportunity with this blockbuster tour. It has established Eddie as the official voice of teachers across the globe. Educators from America to Africa, Dallas to Dubai, New York to New Delhi, and beyond are getting a lesson in the funniest ways to express their worst frustrations. And they are loving every second of Eddie B's uncensored, raw, and hysterically realistic portrayal of a teacher's hectic life from the point of view of an actual teacher. Sunday, January 21st, Deepak gobsmacked. Friday, January 26th, John Mulaney, Kid Gorgeous, the tour. Saturday, January 27th, Joe Rogan. He's a stand-up comedian, been at it for more than two decades. There are shows at 8 and 10:30. January 30th through February 4th, Les Miserables, with its glorious new staging and dazzling reimagined scenery, inspired by the paintings of Victor Hugo. This breathtaking new production has left both audiences and critics awestruck. Cheering, Les Mis is born again. Wednesday, February 7th, The Temptations and the Four Tops. For more than 50 years, The Temptations have prospered, propelling popular music with a series of smash hits and sold-out performances around the world. They were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1989. And then we're going to talk about the Four Tops, one of Motown's most consistent hit makers. They're among the most stable and consistent vocal groups. They helped define the Motown sound with its hits like Baby, I Need Your Lovin', I Can't Help Myself, It's the Same Old Song, Reach Out, I'll Be There, Standing in the Shadows of Love, Bernadette, Walk Away, Renee, and If I Were a Carpenter. And that list goes on and on. They were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1990. Again, The Temptations and Four Tops at Deepak on Wednesday, February 7th. Friday, February 9th, an evening of entertainment presented by the DPS Scholarship Foundation and the Durham Public Schools. This annual fundraiser and musical workshop is a professionally choreographed musical event featuring hundreds of amazingly talented Durham Public School students from across the district. This event is designed to showcase the enormous talent that can be found in the Durham Public Schools and raise funds to provide scholarships to DPS seniors. And then Saturday and Sunday, February 10 and 11, Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit. Two-time Grammy Award winner Jason Isbell and his mighty band, the 400 Unit, released their latest album, The Nashville Sound, this past summer, and it debuted at number one on the rock, folk, country, and independent charts, while reaching number four overall on the Billboard Top 200 Albums chart. All right, next we're going to take a look at the lineup at Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. Ticket information and other info available at 919-996-8700. All right, Saturday, January 6th, Heroes and Villains, North Carolina Symphony Young People's Concert Series. The conductor has prepared a program of music from many lands, but then two audience members decide to join the show. Challenges between bugle and trumpet, tap dancing and ballet are just part of the action as these two characters and the whole audience learn about the orchestra, music, and the art of listening. Two performances, 1 and 4 p.m., Maymandy Concert Hall. Also on Saturday, January 6th, Henry Rollins, Travel Slideshow. For many years, Henry Rollins has used his camera to document his travels around the world. Join Henry for an intimate evening as he tells the stories behind the photos he's taken from Baghdad to Timbuktu. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater. January 12th through the 21st, Love Letters. Friday and Saturday, January 12 and 13, Pictures at an Exhibition. North Carolina Symphony Classical Series. Few works can match it for orchestral color, sonic impact, and sheer excitement. and no work displays the virtuosity of the symphony like pictures at an exhibition. Prepared with the cheerful spirit of Beethoven's Symphony No. 4, performances both nights at 8 o'clock, Maymandy Concert Hall. Monday, January 15th, Martin Luther King Celebration, Maymandy Concert Hall. Celebration events are at noon and at 5:30. Tuesday and Wednesday, January 16 and 17, Shen Yun Performing Arts. Shen Yun brings to life 5,000 years of Chinese civilization through classical Chinese dance and music in an exhilarating show you will never forget. Memorial Auditorium with performances at 7:30 both nights. Friday and Saturday, January 19 and 20, The Music of the Rolling Stones, North Carolina Symphony Pop Series. Join us for an evening celebrating one of the most iconic rock groups in history, a masterful combination of symphonic arrangements with a full rock band deliver the Stones' greatest hits, including Satisfaction, Painted Black, Ruby Tuesday, Honky Tonk Women, Angie, and many more. Concert begins at 8 o'clock each night. Thursday, January 25th, In the Mood, complete with the String of Pearls Orchestra and the In the Mood Singers and Dancers. This 1940s musical review creates a nostalgic atmosphere that transports the audience back in time, a time when everyone was singing and dancing to the same kind of music. In the Mood aspires to promote the memory of this most significant time in American history and continues to inspire audiences of all generations. This is at 7:30, Maymandy Concert Hall. Friday and Saturday, January 26 and 27, Schubert Unfinished, North Carolina Symphony Classical Series. Grammy-nominated violinist Philippe Quint performs Bernstein's Violin Concerto, Serenade, one of his most lyrical works. Maymandy Concert Hall, 8 o'clock each evening. Friday and Sunday, January 26 and 28, North Carolina Opera's version of Rigoletto. Memorial Auditorium. The opera begins at 7:30 on Tuesday and at 2 p.m. on Thursday. Friday, January 26th, is Tom Papa. He's a stand-up comedian with more than 20 years of experience. Fletcher Opera Theater at 8 o'clock. Saturday, January 27th, Tim O'Brien and the Banjo Tramps. This is a Pinecone event, 7:30 at Fletcher Opera Theater. And February 1st through the 18th, Romeo and Juliet, Carolina Ballet. No love story is more beautiful or touching than Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet, the story of star-crossed lovers, dueling families, intrigue, deception, and a tragic twist of fate. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater. All right, let's take a look at audio-described performances coming up in the weeks ahead. Saturday, January 6th, it's On Your Feet. This is, of course, the story of Emilio and Gloria Estefan. This is 8 o'clock at DPAC on Saturday, January 6th. Saturday, January 13th, it's Love Letters. Experience romance the old-fashioned way with Love Letters, a unique and imaginative piece that explores the many forms of love shared by childhood friends who remain pen pals for more than 50 years. This is Fletcher Opera Theater, 2 o'clock performance. Sunday, January 21st, The Normal Heart. This raging masterpiece shocked New York when it appeared at the Public Theater in 1985, as the AIDS epidemic was beginning to exert its terrible grip on the nation and the world. 2 o'clock, Burning Coal Theater Company at Murphy School Auditorium. Special note, the performance includes strong language and sexual discussions. Also on Sunday, January 21st, what we're up against. It's set in a highly competitive architecture firm. This play is an explosive and hilarious look at the complicated battle of the sexes raging across cubicle land. Another advisory, what we're up against, is recommended for mature audiences and features adult language. Parental guidance is suggested. Also on the audio described performance list, Saturday, February 3rd, Les Miserables, DPAC at 8 o'clock. Tuesday, February 6th, The Christians. 20 years ago, Pastor Paul's church was nothing more than a modest storefront, but his new ideas about the nature of salvation may just turn his congregation of thousands back into a congregation of one. In this probing play, Lucas Neath invites us to explore how our own uncertainty can help us live compassionately among those who don't share our beliefs. Playmakers Repertory Company, this is at Paul Green Theater, UNC Chapel Hill, at 7:30. Also on the audio describe list, Thursday, February 8th, Seussical the Musical, Cape Fear Regional Theater at 7:30. This fantastical family musical is based on the books of Dr. Seuss. Horton hears a noise coming from a speck of dust on a clover and commits himself to protecting it and the Whos who live on it. Jojo, a misfit who doesn't think normal thinks, struggles to find his place in the tiny Who society. Gertrude McFuzz tries to catch the attention of her love, the kind and compassionate Horton. Through mishaps and adventures, these unique characters finally find what they seek, their places in the world. Sunday, February 11th, Almost Maine on the audio describe list. Warm your heart in the ice-cold, mythical town of Almost Maine this winter. 9 short vignettes explore love, loss, and friendship with a touch of humor and tenderness. Almost Maine has been produced by over 2,500 theater companies. Come let Cary Players help you brush off the winter doldrums with this delightful show. Cary Players, Cary Arts Center at 3 o'clock on Sunday, February 11th. And then Sunday, February 18th, it is the Little Shop of Horrors. Okay, Friday, we're going to move on over to the Carolina Performing Arts list. This is at UNC Chapel Hill's Memorial Hall, unless noted. Friday and Saturday, January 12th and 13th, the ever-popular Steep Canyon Rangers. Formed in Chapel Hill, Steep Canyon Rangers effortlessly walked the line between festival favorite and sophisticated string orchestra, their mix of serious chops and good-natured fun, earning them the 2013 Grammy Award for Best Bluegrass Album and drawing celebrated comedian banjoist Steve Martin to them when he needed a backup band. These world-class musicians are just as at home taking the stage at Carnegie Hall as they are knee-deep in a mountain brook, fly rod in hand. Concerts start at 8 o'clock both nights. That's the Steep Canyon Rangers, Carolina Performing Arts, Friday and Saturday, January 12 and 13. Thursday, January 18th, Desmona and BOX. In a riveting meeting of minds, Saga, the goddess of history, sings intense ballads that delve into narratives on the soul, the search for home, and the quest for light in a flawed world. Carolina Performing Arts, Moser Auditorium at 7:30. Saturday and Sunday, January 20th and 21st, Audra McDonald. Unparalleled in the breadth and versatility of her artistry as both singer and actress. The winner of a record-breaking 6 Tony Awards, 2 Grammy Awards, and an Emmy Award, she was named one of Time Magazine's 100 Most Influential People of 2015 and received a 2015 National Medal of Arts. Saturday's show is at 7:30 and at 2 o'clock on Sunday. Monday, January 22nd, Carolina Performing Arts, Isabel Leonard, a mezzo-soprano, Grammy Award-winning Isabel Leonard thrills audiences in repertoire spanning Vivaldi to Thomas Adès. She appears with the foremost orchestras of our time and is in constant demand as a recitalist. This program celebrates the Leonard Bernstein Centennial. Curtain goes up at 7:30. Also on the Carolina Performing Arts listing for now, Tuesday and Wednesday, January 30th and 31st, Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater. A vital American culture ambassador to the world, the beloved Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater celebrates the uniqueness of the African-American cultural experience and the preservation and enrichment of the American modern dance heritage. Program starts at 7:30, both nights. And then February 2nd through February 5th, it's Paul Drescher Ensemble, a new experiential sound installation designed for all ages, all abilities, and all levels of musicianship. The Sound Maze Creative Adventure invites you to play more than a dozen astounding instruments invented by the Paul Drescher Ensemble. This highly interactive experience unleashes your musical creativity, rewarding the inexperienced alongside those with a lifetime of sound and music engagement. All right, Duke performances. All shows start at 8 unless noted. Friday, January 19th, Jeremy Dank and Stefan Jakiv. Ives Violin Sonatas with New York Polyphony. Merely programming for the four violin sonatas of American original Charles Ives would not have been enough for Jeremy Dank, the inquisitive and exploratory pianist, writer, and musical collaborator. This is at Baldwin Auditorium. Saturday, January 20th, Brian Blade and the Fellowship Band. Drummer Brian Blade has an astounding resume. He played on Bob Dylan's Time Out of Mind, Norah Jones's Come Away With Me, and Emmylou Harris's Wrecking Ball. His gentle touch and commitment to play in the pocket have made him one of the world's foremost session drummers. This is, again, at Baldwin Auditorium. Thursday through Saturday, January 25, 26, and 27, Don DeLillo's The Body Artist, adapted and directed by Jody McAuliffe. DeLillo's 2001 novella is at once a ghost story and a love story. This is at Reynolds Industry Theater. Saturday performance is sold out, but who knows, there might be cancellations. Friday, January 26th, The King's Singers. Half a century ago, six choral scholars at King's College, Cambridge, formed their own choir. They took a bold approach, rewriting the rules about what classically trained vocal ensembles could sing and how they could sing it, mixing the contemporary with the classical and the sacred with the secular. This is at Baldwin Auditorium. Duke performances, Friday, January 26th, The King's Singers. All right, we'll move on to Arts NC State. Ticket Central is in Thompson Hall. You can email at ticket-central@ncsu.edu. Events are held at Talley Student Union Stewart Theater at 8, unless noted. Friday, February 9th, Urban Bush Women, Hair and Other Stories. Since Urban Bush Women burst onto the dance scene in 1984, the company has made an indelible mark on the field and beyond with bold, innovative, and demanding works that challenge long-held assumptions about the power of dance. Friday, February 16th, it is Jazz Ensemble 1. Sunday, February 18th, piano studio recital, Tchaikovsky's The Seasons. February 21st through the 25th, Hairspray, the Broadway musical. Change is in the air. It's 1962 Baltimore and Tracy Turnblad, the lovable plus-size teen, has only one desire, to dance on the popular Corny Collins show. Saturday, February 24th, SOMI, S-O-M-I. NPR calls SOMI the quintessential artist citizen of the world. Born in Illinois, the daughter of immigrants from Uganda and Rwanda. SOMI has worked for the last decade, carving out a career as a renowned jazz vocalist. And then on Thursday, March 4th, it's the Wind Ensemble concert. Well, we have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast on our website, triangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions about this program, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. So long, until next time.